Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great. Dr. Elaine, how are you?
I'm great. As always, we have an exciting show to showcase for you guys. But as always, we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we tell you this every week, but really we prove it with our cases. We have thousands of cases on our website, drtong.com, which is drtong.com. Give us a call if you have any questions, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. A couple weeks ago, we've had with us two very amazing cases. Susan, who suffered from asthma, diabetes, and anxiety for many years. The diabetes actually came on very recently, but the asthma she's had for about many years, since her 20s, so about 30, 40 years. And she used inhalers pretty regularly and had allergies. After treatments with us, she does not need her inhaler anymore very, very infrequently when she's more stressed out. Her anxiety has come down quite a bit. We've also been treating her diabetes. She is no longer needing medication. She actually didn't even start it because she wanted to try and bring her sugars down with our treatment first. We also had with us Michael, who came to us for severe low back pain and neck spasms from numerous baseball injuries from sports. He also had a left groin injury, which debilitated him during a sports injury in college. He also had problems with sinus and digestion. And with treatments, he has improved tremendously. He used to need to take aspirin before he played golf. He would be so sore. Now he doesn't take anything. He used to actually have to take a couple anti-inflammatories per day just to keep the pain at bay. And now nothing. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Before we get to our first guest, we kind of want to talk about the flu because it's been a really hot topic in the media. They said it's been spread to 47 states. There's all these warnings about the flu, and everyone is being recommended to get the flu shot. So we just want to clarify how harmful it can be. And in fact, the label on the Flulaville influenza virus vaccine says that there have been no controlled trials adequately demonstrating a decrease in influenza disease after vaccination.
Number one, you cannot get the right kind of virus.
There's so many different ones.
No, wait just a minute. Every year there's a new virus come out, okay? So before the flu comes, how can you get the virus before it comes? Okay? And if you don't do study, you're going to take years. Mm-hmm. And on animals first, not on human. And you want to know the long-term effect? It is a scam. Even if you get the virus, you're putting the virus that caused the flu to prevent the flu. It's just like putting thief in the society to prevent theft.
Mm-hmm.
This is so ridiculous. Yeah. It's not even funny.
If you get sick, you come and get a treatment. And I am actually a firsthand patient. I actually got the flu over New Year's Eve a couple weeks ago. So sick. Body aches, 101 fever. I was dizzy. And I got one treatment from Dr. Tong. And
it took you a long time, too. to decide to get a treatment.
No, I didn't. I went right away in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Right away. I went right away.
Uh-huh.
And it actually, I sweat it all out. I mean, my fever actually went higher after the treatment, but it actually, everything came out, and by the morning I was fine. And it was.
You just had one treatment? Yeah.
And good thing, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to make my skiing trip.
Yeah, remember? Oh, yes. That's why you come so quickly. Okay. Then we have this patient, Jessica. Yeah, she works in hospital. She was forced to take the flu shot a few years ago, and she was sicker than a dog for 5 days, coughing, congestion, bedridden, and came here. You gave her one treatment. She just feel great.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week after that, she get the swine flu shot.
Right, because she was volunteering at the hospital. They forced her to take it.
Exactly. And she didn't have any symptom after mm-hmm. that. Because you get a treatment.
Before.
So when you get healthy, you don't get any infection. You don't put virus that cause disease to make your body healthy. That's the biggest scam ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you say the flu shots are free. It's not free. It's all from the tax money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The government official in all level are for sale. So the vaccine company bought them all.
Yeah.
A few years ago, I was following the swine flu thing. By June, there was only 600 people die. And CDC stopped using blood tests to test
H1N1
virus and lump all the flu-like symptoms for the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, a week later, the death rate is like 1,200
mm-hmm.
and then 3,900. And then they also go into WHO and bought them and changed the definition of a pandemic. So they declare a pandemic and make every country buy.
Yeah, what happened to swine flu now? Nothing.
Nothing, nothing.
Nothing. It was a big hoopla for nothing. And so
really,
folks, we don't want you to get scared by this. If you cannot get our treatment, try and find someone who does acupuncture. Get some herbs. You need to really hydrate.
Exercise and sweat
to get it out.
Yeah.
You need to drink plenty of fluids. The best thing to do is to put hot water with lemon and honey. If you're having the sore throat, gargle with salt water. I mean, these are very just basic things
stuff, yeah.
that you can start first if you can't get our treatment. But definitely the flu vaccine is... It's a scam.
Any vaccine. Recently, we treated a patient who was healthy until she got injury and get a tetanus shot. And she's been sick ever since for the last 3-4 years. All these vaccine horrible story are not, publicized in the media. Yes.
Right. Shall we get to our first guest?
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to welcome our first guest today, Bruce. Welcome, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
How you doing?
We're good. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today to share your story. Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came to see Dr. Tong and myself.
I'm retired.
Okay.
I live in Altadena, California.
Okay.
And I was walking around the Rose Bowl exercising, and I heard the program on the radio.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And what were you suffering from?
I had some pain in my shoulder and my back.
Okay.
But I also got an indication that it might help me with some other problems.
Okay.
Yes.
And what would that be?
My diabetes.
Okay.
And my kidneys.
Okay. Yes.
And so what's wrong with your kidneys?
My creatinine was very high, and they were thinking about dialysis
mm-hmm.
and actually actually a kidney transplant.
Okay. They were thinking of doing that. And how long have you had this problem for?
About 4 years.
4 years, okay. And then how long have you been suffering from the diabetes?
About 4 years.
Okay, so everything happened at the same time. It's actually
pretty much the same time.
Right, it's about it's connected actually because the kidneys control the diabetes as well.
What were you taking for the diabetes?
I was taking nothing really.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, because your drugs are actually harms your heart 200 to 300 times.
Oh, for the diabetes.
Yeah.
For the diabetes, I was taking Januvia.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I was thinking you were saying kidney.
Yeah. Right. Are you still taking the diabetic medication?
Right now, because of my doctor talking to you, I got off of it for the last 2 days.
Okay.
My blood count was 91, blood sugar, and 98.
Yeah. You should have gotten it a long time ago off, okay, because it's not helping your health. It's actually ruining your heart 200 to 300 times. They should not use this medication. There was a big study 30 years ago. They had to stop 6 years early because people were dying 200 to 300 times from heart disease. And recently they repeated the same study, big study, and they had to stop it again, the same thing.
Because people
and they continue
dying.
To use it. Yeah, you should have stopped it a long time ago, yeah.
Well, so because your sugars are actually well below normal, you know, for diabetes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about it. I told you at one point that I probably wouldn't want to do the commercial until I felt real comfortable with my sugar levels.
Uh-huh.
And I feel very, very comfortable with them now.
Good.
Wonderful. That's great. Because also, Bruce is a Medicare patient, so Medicare only allows 3 treatments every 60 days. So we're not seeing you every week. We're seeing you maybe about once a month.
Okay.
Right.
So,
and I really think I would have been able to get down on the medicine, get off of the medicine earlier, had I been able to come more often.
Correct. Right. Because you came maybe last summer, starting around the summertime, August or something like that?
I think it was around July.
July, August, right. So
something
really,
like
about 6 months of treatments, but not consistent. I mean, you are consistent with making your 3 every 60 days, which is...
So about 8 or 9 treatments.
Right, 8 or 9 treatments.
Yeah.
So
My point is, okay, using the medication to get the sugar normal is not good for your health.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the symptom, but not good for your health. Yeah.
Right, in the long run. Now, let's talk a little bit also about your eyes. You had some eye issues.
Oh, that's right. Because of my diabetes, I had swelling in my retina and my left eye.
Okay.
They also wanted to operate on that. I convinced them to wait a while so I could work with you, and I brought it to your attention, and you started working with me. And I after about 2.5-3 months, I went back to the doctor. They gave me a break of about 2 months, and I went back to the doctor's. They were pretty much amazed. It said the swelling had gone down quite a bit, and it did not see a reason for me to have the operation.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's, and, you know, two and a half months, that's 3 treatments, really.
Right.
So the people out there, almost anything can be cured. We do that by restoring circulation to the eye, to the kidney, to the pancreas, okay? Once they get the circulation that contain this life, the Chinese call qi, then the kidney functions, the pancreas function, and your eye functions, so your symptoms disappear.
Right. It's connected because the liver controls the eye, and the kidney supports the liver, so we have to treat your kidney and your liver.
Exactly.
So,
so
no surgery for your eye, right?
For right now, no surgery. I go back. They put me. My next appointment is like 2 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely going to be better.
I was having an appointment every 3 weeks or every 2 weeks, and now I'm at about every 3 or 4 months.
That's wonderful.
So I feel really, really good about actually all of it. I feel really, really good about everything that's happening. I feel really good. And I feel like had I been able to get the treatments more, if my coverage would have gave me more, I would have progress faster.
Exactly.
I was a little skeptical in the beginning, but now
everyone was. Yes.
Yes. Got a true believer now.
Yes, good.
Now, Bruce, let's go back to the pain, your balance and your gait and the pain in your neck.
That's right. My pain, my shoulder and my neck, I had a tumor on my neck and I had an operation.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point, my gait was really terrible.
Okay.
And I started noticing improvement with my gait from my very first treatment.
Wonderful.
But it would straighten me out, and then I would slip back kind of into my gait would get bad. But each treatment was making it better, better, better. Now I can tell you, I can't pronounce the word. I think it's
neuropathy.
Something like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's practically gone. My feet feel great. I don't have any scaly, tight feeling or any of that. I really can walk better. My gait is about 90%, 95%,
mm-hmm.
And it continues to improve.
That's wonderful.
So that proved that, like what we've been saying, everything can be cured. And the cause of all the problem is not neuropathy, is not retinopathy, is not diabetes, is not renal failure. Those are all symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
The cause are circulation blockages. And the circulation contains this life that you need to function. And this life energy chi come from your spirit. Okay, so no life stress and the chemicals. So are you still on any drugs?
Blood pressure medicine.
How high is your blood pressure?
When I got on the drugs, my blood pressure was up around 180.
Okay.
170, 180.
What is it now?
Right now, I think it averages about 135, 134.
Yeah.
I think
130, over 76, 77.
You should really try without it and exercise, okay? 160, 170 at your age is not dangerous. Stroke usually do not come from burst blood vessel, only 15%, 13-15%. 85% come from blood clots. And blood clots easily when your body fluid is acidic. So much better for you to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables and exercise, and your blood pressure will come down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's already much better than before.
So don't take the blood pressure pills because it hurts your kidney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and liver.
So that's the last thing I wanted to talk about, it is your kidney, because I know the creatinine was kind of up and down, up and down. How's that? Give us a progress on that.
Right now, I just went to my kidney doctor about 2 or 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that everything is stable.
Okay.
Told me he was seeing me about every month.
Mm-hmm.
He told me 2 months this time.
Okay.
And he was pretty happy, but he says, you never know, but he's pretty happy. I'm very happy because they put me on dialysis about
five
months ago, and they're not talking dialysis anymore.
Wonderful.
Good.
I mean, that dialysis is a death sentence, actually. It's a very slow one.
Yeah.
So, because once you're on that, your kidneys cannot function on its own anymore. You're relying on this machine, and you don't want that.
And you had to go there 3 times a week, and every time after that, you got wiped out. You know, so no good.
That's what. Now, are you also on Are you also taking the herbs consistently now? Again,
I am taking the herbs.
Wonderful.
Protector, Supreme, and Digest.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Everything is and the fish oil.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Bruce, well, we are very, very pleased with your case. You are doing a great job. Keep it up, and we'll see you soon then. Thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else you want to add?
Only I tell anyone that's skeptical, they should give it a try. They'll really be amazed.
You're a living proof that anything can be cured.
Yeah, you're not an easy case. There's a lot of complicated issues with you. But
on top on top of that, no, in China, your kind of problem would be treating 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
And we're doing it 3 times every 2 months.
So
okay.
Really, I mean, you are progressing very well. So we're very pleased.
I have a bonus too for the men. A lot of my male feelings are coming back.
Ooh.
Yes.
That is the best thing for
that's
a man.
The,
yeah.
That's the kidney.
Yeah, that's the kidney function.
So that's wonderful.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah.
Good.
Can you tell us how old you are, if you don't mind?
I am 70 years old.
Ooh,
yeah,
wow,
see?
That's good. Yes, yes.
70 years young, Bruce.
Yes, exactly. You're getting younger without treatment.
Yeah, he looks great.
Oh, and doctor, you told me when I went in to visit you that the hair might come back. I actually do notice my hair is getting thicker.
Wonderful.
Slowly,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Hair
slowly,
has to do with the kidney.
Very slowly.
Hair has to do with the kidney, and the drugs ruins the kidney and liver. Liver to do your eye. So you want to get the eye better, kidney better, get rid of your drug as soon as you can, okay?
Yeah, we'll work on that. Mm-hmm. Bruce, we'll see you soon. Take care.
Okay,
have
thank
a great
you.
Weekend. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. If you want to check out our website, it's drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We have all of our past radio shows archived there, as well as YouTube videos and a plethora of information on what we do. If you're just joining us now, you missed Bruce, who is retired, living in Altadena, came to see us last summer in July, heard us on the radio. He came to get treated for pain in his shoulder and neck. He also had a problem with diabetes, high blood pressure, and impending kidney failure. About 4 months ago, actually, his creatinine was very high, and his doctors, his nephrologists, were thinking of putting him on dialysis or a kidney transplant. And at the time, he was also taking Januvia for his diabetes, high blood sugar. At this point, he is no longer on any medication for his diabetes, and his blood sugar is in the 98. His blood pressure is actually much better, down 130 over 70. And we've encouraged him to try to get off that medication as well, because most likely it's not going to go any higher. Because
he won't need it.
He won't need it. His kidneys
much more normal.
Are much better. He also had swelling behind his retina, and his doctors, his ophthalmologist, his retina specialist, wanted to operate. And they gave him 2.5 months to correct it. They didn't know what he was doing, but were very pleased and surprised to see that the swelling is virtually gone. No longer needs surgery for his retina. Also having increased sexual function, which we told him has to do with the kidney. And that's what we do. All the symptoms that he came in for was a sign of weak kidneys. So what we do is we strengthen the kidneys. You can't piecemeal it and just treat one symptom at a time. In order to treat everything, you have to treat the cause, which is the weakened kidneys and his liver for his eyes.
Yes.
Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Oh, one more thing with Bruce also is he had a tumor in his neck that was removed. And after that happened, he had a very, very wobbly gait, very unsteady balance, and could not walk in a straight line. And he said even after the first treatment, that improved. And now he said his gait is 90 to 95% better.
The reason is the cerebellum is right by the neck. Mm-hmm. So during the surgery, they cause blockages.
Yeah.
So the circulation
and scar
to the
tissue.
Cerebellum is decreased. That's why he has the wobbly gait.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why if you can avoid surgery, you should at all costs. Because what happens is you just get more scar tissue. The surgery may not even help. You may get worse, and it just causes more blockage. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Earlier, before Bruce came on, we were talking about the big flu epidemic. It's a huge topic right now, a hot topic, spread to 47 states. Like I said earlier, even on the label of the flu vaccine, it says there have been no controlled studies proving that the influenza flu will decrease with this vaccination.
They are publicizing this to scare you, okay? Last time when we had the pandemic, there were 6,000 total deaths in the, worldwide, 6,000. And heart disease costs 600,000 deaths annually.
Which is
and then we don't spend any money. We spend billions of dollars for 6,000 deaths.
It's ridiculous.
And it's 3,000 deaths in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Such a big scam.
Not only that, you see the diabetic medication that our people are put on actually increases your risk of heart disease. And the studies had to be stopped because people were dying from taking the diabetic medication.
The first study was 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. They just put some fine print on it, and doctors keep using it. And then 30 years later, they repeat the same thing and call it a court. The first one is a university diabetic group study. The second one is called ACCORD. Same thing. And the same result. And
right.
they still keep using it. So why do the study?
Yeah, I mean, this has been around for years. People have known this for years. So it's you have to be really, really careful and make really informed decisions.
Yeah, on the vaccine, you know, they need to have some principle. If germs are no good, because we scrub before
surgery.
Okay, and then suddenly...
Why would you put germs in your body then?
And then you put it in the muscle. The body never get used to encountering viruses in the muscle.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And then they say the high risk, the older, the risky, or the youngest, which is most terribly wrong, okay? Like, for instance, you put drug lords in United States to prevent drug trafficking. United States will be able to handle it. But you put the same amount of drug lords in Mexico, high risk, you immediately... cause all hell broke loose.
Yeah,
okay?
It's even worse.
So high risk, you don't want to put any more...
You actually want to decrease because their immune system is already compromised when you're older. And when you're younger, when you're a baby, your immune system is not formed yet. That's
exactly.
The worst population to actually give it to. If anything, you give it to your healthy people,
exactly.
Which doesn't make sense either.
No, give it to your enemy, okay? Not healthy people, yeah.
One more thing before we go is...
The pregnant ladies?
The pregnant... There was something on the Channel 4 Dateline yesterday saying that women who are pregnant should get the flu vaccine. And in fact... If they don't get it, they're at risk. This is absolutely wrong. WRONG, wrong. If you are pregnant, do not get the vaccine. Your baby is not even developed yet.
Yes.
If anything, you get our treatment. That is the safest way to do it.
Yes, and immediately effective. You know, the baby that were not born, that is why today our generation get weaker and weaker and weaker.
Right, and you're seeing more and more cases of infertility. It's all these things, the flu, the GMO,
the chemicals.
So really make informed decisions before you do anything. I mean, even my grandmother went to get the flu vaccine and she got so sick afterwards. So please make informed decisions.
She got shingles.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.